welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day
260.
Sorry about that, Jonathan.
Anna Betty's been sat there since 6:30. Refreshing.
I was first in the chat.
Just
boom.
Just like buying an Apple kit, innit?
Oh, poor Jonathan. I didn't cheat either. I didn't cheat. I waited. Mike said, I'll make the chat live. So I quickly went to the page and refreshed and refreshed. And then it was there and I boomed. And then Jonathan came in. So I didn't cheat. But Mike said, oh, you should have said. I'd have let you know. No. No, that was genuine. I'm claiming that one. Anyway, hello, Jonathan. How was work? Let us know. Hello, Kim. Poor Jonathan's not impressed. As Kim says, no sulking, Jonathan. Yes, because Kim is the umpire and points will be deducted for sulking. CQ, Deb, CQ. Hello, Paul. Paul was fifth, were you? Are you actually counting now? Good grief. So it's Monday. How has everybody been? Monday has not gone without incident here, has it, Mike?
No.
No, no. More on that shortly. It's 4 days now until our holiday, so I'm getting excited at that. Jonathan's day wasn't bad. 1 day down and 3 to go. Oh, are you having Friday off, Jonathan? Oh, does this mean game on Friday? Oh, need to know these things. Absolutely. Obviously, we are working manfully on the Advent thing. So that's been done. It's freezing here today, isn't it? It says 7 degrees, but I think they're lying. Because when it was 2 degrees, it was warmer than it is now. So I think they're lying. What else? The Amazon man arrived, didn't he?
Yes.
So I've lost track with what he's bringing. Black Friday. Could be anything. There was one item that came today that I wanted. And has the other one turned up yet?
There's about 3 downstairs.
I'm going to need to investigate all of this. Jonathan is off on Friday, so it is indeed game on. Oh, and I've got to follow the Seahawks tonight, see how they're doing. Is it likely of a victory, Kim, or not? Mike was likely of a victory at the weekend, but they sort of made hard work of it, didn't they, Mike?
Yeah.
Again.
But more of that on Friday night.
More of that on Friday night, obviously. And what else has happened? Or is that it? Oh, no. We've had a conference, haven't we? A government briefing. Because we are coming out of lockdown on Wednesday and heading straight into another one. Do you remember the conversation we had about Scotch eggs? And I said I actually did like Scotch eggs. They're kind of hard-boiled eggs in an outer of, I think it's pork, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, apparently...
Pork in breadcrumbs.
Pork in breadcrumbs. But I don't think there's much bread sees the ones that I get. Anyway, there's rules in the UK. They are ludicrous. There is a tier one. You can go into a pub. There is a tier two. You can only go into a pub if you are having a substantial meal. And then there's a tier three, forget it. So the question then becomes, what is a substantial meal? And the rules have been ridiculous. One government minister said a substantial meal is not a pie unless it's served with salad. He's clearly never been north of Watford, has he?
No.
Because people don't have pies with salad. Ever. They're two totally separate meals. But another government minister was asked about a Scotch egg. And he said that's a substantial meal. There you go. Substantial meal is a Scotch egg. So if you're wondering, if you're on Facebook and you're wondering why there's an image doing the rounds of a glass of beer with a Scotch egg perched on the side of it, that's why. Because you can only have your beer with a Scotch egg. That is very true. Grandmas are like that, Jonathan. Jonathan says, if you see my grandma's pies, they aren't just one substantial meal. It's breakfast, lunch and dinner. Is this with or without a side serving of salad, Jonathan? Does Toblerone count?
I've eaten half a Toblerone today and I was thinking about getting the other half.
You go get the other half if you want the other half.
Soon.
I don't think it does, Kim. No, but the rules are just so ludicrous. I mean, a Scotch egg is something, yes, you might have it as a starter. usually it's like a side element of something, you know, with a Scotch egg, rather than just served on its own. The rules are ridiculous. They are ridiculous. And a fruit pie is very different from a meat pie. Exactly. So a meat pie, well, they're saying a meat pie isn't a meal either, unless it's got salad with it. Have you ever seen anybody eat a pie with salad? I mean, the two are like mutually exclusive. It's literally, I'm being good, I'll have a salad. Oh, I fancy eating, I'll have a pie. They're never something I have personally seen served together. Let's have a look. So Jonathan was reading, if you finish your meal before you drink, you can't finish the drink. Oh, there are no words. Kim says a meat pie is very much a meal for her. I totally agree, Kim. A pie, a pasty, or even one of these like long, I think it'll be Greg's, won't it? Because you know I love
probably
Greg's. Something from Greg's that's like a long sausage roll, but quite flat. So I'd say it's like a sausage pasty, but they're saying it's a sausage roll. That's more than enough for a meal. You just would not have a salad with it. Plus the fact, they're forgetting the fact that, and we've said this before, particularly my Mother's Day, she went to Loretto College, which is a very posh school. And the head teacher, you would get corporal punishment if you were seen outside the school eating in public. You couldn't even get an ice cream from an ice cream van. You had to take it home with you. It was unseemly to be eating in public, unless it was in a restaurant with a knife and fork. Now, anything goes. So people go in and they buy food like a pie, a pasty, a sausage roll. They buy it in a paper bag that then becomes like that's wrapped round it as they eat it. And a bit like one of those ice lolly things where you push the pie up. You push the pie up from the bottom. So your fingers are holding the bag, but you're eating the pie from the bag. I hope I'm doing this justice because I've personally never done it. It does look like you're walking around like a horse with a nose bag. So not something I've done, but can I just say that doesn't lend itself to eating the side salad with it? Because where's the side salad? Have you quite finished coughing down the microphone?
Excuse me, I'll put my hand in front of my mouth.
It's all right, he's COVID-free.
Yeah, because I can smell.
Oh, he can smell, yes, yes. Is that when you went out with Lola you discovered that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a great COVID test twice a day, just saying. Yeah, so the side salad doesn't lend itself to eating on the hoof, so it doesn't work. Oh, Jonathan, do you know, for such a young gentleman, you have excellent manners. Walking around in public and eating should be a criminal offence. Totally agree. When the shops have to put signs up that say no consumption of food on the premises, it's just sad, isn't it? It's sad. People think it's okay to go into like clothes shops or high-end stores like the Apple store and have a pasty in a paper bag in one hand while they're playing with a kit in the other. And you wonder why things like COVID are rife. And if it's not COVID, it'll be colds and flu. This could be why. Why don't you wear a nice pair of gloves and keep your hands in your pockets off the kit? That's what I would say. How is that different from fish and chips? You don't eat those in a bag at times. Don't you eat those? Yes. Fish and chips in my lifetime used to be served in newspaper. Genuine newspaper. Not printed stuff to look like newspaper. It was newspaper. And they kind of wrap them up in such a way that you can unwrap the top and then eat them with your fingers. So, yes, that has been known as well. But, do you know, my mum used to love either a pudding and chips or fish and chips. It was a real treat for her. She loved it. So I'd sometimes take her out. But my dad had been brought... Now, my dad did not go to a posh school. He was an orphan. He was lucky he had school at all. It was in those days where you didn't actually have to go to school. He could definitely have got out of it. But, you know, he had nobody teaching him the niceties of elocution and how to eat properly. But he would never, if he was out, he wouldn't eat fish and chips in public, and he didn't like sitting in a car and eating them either. Even though the windows would usually steam up. He did not like that. He did not like eating unless he was sat down with a knife and fork. Just old school, I guess. But I'm making the point, you know, as an orphan, I don't know who even taught him to use a knife and fork. Because he didn't have a mum or a dad. But yeah, people do that. But Mum was more like, can we go somewhere quiet? So we would go and I'd get her fish and chips or a pudding and chips, and then we'd go somewhere very quiet so she didn't feel looked at. God, how times have changed.
Mm.
So you wouldn't think this was like in what? Only she was still like that 20 years ago, put it like that. Right. You could be sat on a bench by the sea, not in a shopping centre, going in lifts and escalators. Jonathan's quite right, you know. Jonathan for Prime Minister. And that is a vacancy that could be coming up very quickly, Jonathan. Now, Anthony says, worse is when someone eats at their computer and you come along and don't know. You know what they've had for their dinner? Most of it's on the keyboard. Oh, no. No. It's bad, isn't it? When I was at work, we had this tiny kitchen. It was so tiny, you could literally, it was like a broom closet. You could just manoeuvre yourself in, and on one side there was a kettle and on the other a microwave. And people thought nothing at lunchtime of warming up an Indian. What? I mean, the stench. I don't eat Indian, but you could smell it throughout the entire building. That's not classy when you've got customers coming to visit, is it? When your clients come in and they're, so how was that Indian at lunch? No. Just, can't you just have a sandwich or something?
When we had our own little building, so this is going back about 7 or 8 years, the training team, we had our own little building and it was great. We had a little kitchen with a microwave. And the only problem was one person in the team, who is still in the team, the only other person, loves fish. The team leader hates fish. She used to heat her fish up in the microwave.
But then it becomes like something to have a grievance about.
Mm.
And then that spills over into work.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be better if everybody had to go to the canteen. Didn't you all get told off once from the head of the canteen when all the forks went missing?
Yeah, our little self-contained building was literally about 10 yards from the canteen. So what we would do on a Friday morning is we would nip out the back of our little officey thing, go into the canteen through the back door, and we'd have a cup breakfast. But sometimes we'd take the breakfast back and knives and forks would regularly disappear.
When they'd run out, they went round to their building and re-raided it. Loving it. You see, I'm liking Jonathan's, what would you say? What should happen to them? Forceful ejection and shooting. Yes, that works for me. I don't think people... I think there was a stage where people felt if they were eating at their computer... It was like, you know, oh, what was that film?
The Working Girl.
No, the money one. Gordon Gekko.
Don't know.
Well, there's something like Sleeps for the Week or something like that. That they're devoted to their work. But, you know, you just actually look a complete imbecile. So don't do that.
Do Rogue Amoeba do any big sales or has he missed it?
I don't think they do. I've not seen one from them.
I've not noticed anything. No.
But then maybe I wouldn't get a mail because I've already got all their stuff. So it might be worth having a look, Mike.
Kim, you're allowed because you're not well. You're resting your back.
I'm still catching up here. And Kim says Johnny and Elaine would probably go into a coma in the US because we eat on the streets all the time. Oh, no. But Jonathan coped in Vegas. But we now know about Jonathan's OCD. So if you managed to cope, Jonathan, I think you did really, really well. The things that went into your eyes, you were speechless. That's the thing with Indian food. It must taste quite amazing. I mean, it's too strong for me. And plus the fact, is it turmeric? One of them dyes your teeth. And I don't particularly need to go see a dentist to have a deep clean at the moment. So whatever that is, I'm not eating it. So basically, the dentist said, while you've got these temporaries on, stay away from Indian food. And I'm working on the principle, these I am hoping are not temporary, but I'm not touching it anyway. We have stuff like that at Old Trafford, lots of food trucks. And yes, people do eat walking up and down, but that's kind of a match day thing. I mean, can I also point out that the big conversation that started the lady pipes was about the open air toilets at Old Trafford as well. So basically around Old Trafford on a match day, don't go there if you're sensitive in any way at all. Just don't do that. But that's a match day. That's not normal. I'm hoping. You can eat at your computer in bed. There's only you and Kiva there, and Kiva won't mind.
Kiva
and you're
will
poorly.
Probably join in. Like Lola.
Oh, absolutely. You went out with someone who brought a sandwich into the bedroom. Oh, Jonathan. Never been ejected so quickly in all their life. Why would they bring a sandwich into the bedroom? Am I too naive for my age, Mike?
I don't know.
Very strange. Oh, how strange. Oh, maybe it was because the way to a man's stomach is to his heart is through his stomach. Maybe that was the logic.
And the way to a woman's heart is through a satellite dish.
That was so funny. Mike, did you actually say to me, what's the way to your heart?
I doubt it.
I doubt it. But I think it was like, you know, what could I do to maybe persuade you? And you probably mentioned other garbage.
Probably.
Flowers, roses and stuff. And I definitely said the way to my heart would be through a satellite dish. 5 days later, he turns up at United. We weren't going out at the time. He turns up at a reserve match, gets a piece of paper out of his pocket, unfolds it, puts it in front of me like, take a look at that, baby.
Hey, baby, baby, look at my satellite dish.
It was an installation sheet for a satellite dish. Did it work? Well, yes. 29 and a half years on, here we are.
Oh, thanks, Kim.
Oh, it was funny that though, wasn't it? I think that was the point my mum realised that, you know, love's young dream. He's got a satellite dish. Now, you see, if you'd lived in a downstairs flat, we could possibly have had a dog way earlier as well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I think it was the thought that, you know, Elaine might be about to leave the childhood home for a dog that persuaded her that a dog was a good idea. Thing was, she never wanted a dog ever. Ever. But she set eyes on Mayer and that was it. He was just adorable, wasn't he?
He was.
He batted his little white eyelashes at her and she was like, yes, well, I suppose it's quite pretty for a dog.
What? Watford at home.
What about Watford at home?
Watford at home.
Oh, is this the draw?
It's a third round draw. It's not as good as lunchtime on a Monday.
No, it should be lunchtime on a Monday.
Crowded round the radio at school.
Yeah. So Watford at home.
Watford at home. Marine are playing Tottenham. At Marine.
Oh, wow. It don't make a difference these days. You got no punters anyway. What he's talking about with the FA Cup, if you are unaware, there are minnow clubs, tiny clubs that make it through to the third round of the FA Cup. And what they're hoping for is that they get the draw of a lifetime. So technically speaking, if Marine, which is a really tiny club, drew Manchester United. Night, Jonathan. Manchester United at Old Trafford. They would be financially made for the next 5 years. From their gate revenue. Don't they? Is it 50-50 now? Is it 25%?
I don't know.
Used to be 25% of the gate money went to the visitors. For a club like Marine, it would be millions.
Yeah, but there ain't no gate money now.
But there's no gate money at the moment. So Marine have drawn Tottenham, which would usually be amazing. But to be honest, they'll probably have a bigger crowd at Marine.
They'll get telly money, won't they?
But they'll get... gate money. Is it at Marine or Tottenham?
Yeah, it's at Marine.
But Marine are lowered down the divisions enough that they've probably got standing.
Oh, they might, yeah.
So actually, there might be more fans allowed into Marine's ground, which, what league are they in?
Don't know.
About League 19, way down. There's probably more people going to be able to go to that match than would actually be able to go to Tottenham, where the limit's like 2,500. So that's a good draw for Marine, but I think you'll find it's a better draw for Tottenham. But we've got Watford at home. So that's sorted out then. Who's City got?
I haven't come out yet.
Oh, okay then. I see there is a deal on P-Cloud today. Not as good as the one we got, but it does include encryption. It's £350 for 2 terabytes lifetime, and it includes encryption. We've been offered encryption. Did you get the mail about encryption, Mike?
I can't. From where?
P-Cloud. I can't remember
how
much it was. Well, you should have done, because you've got a P-Cloud thing, haven't you?
Yeah.
If I get one more email. Honestly, I have had over 300 today, the majority of them banging on about it's Cyber Monday, which is fine. But, you know, you're sending me, who's on your list, information about a deal on a product that I already own. Why would you do that? That's really bad form. 80%, it says. So if I click on it, it should tell me how much the encryption is. £99. So let's have a look. It's usually a one-time payment of £480, but today it's £99. So it's a lifetime subscription to pCloud Crypto. Client-side encryption, zero knowledge privacy, easiest way to encrypt and decrypt and blah, blah, blah. I don't really put stuff up there that I'm that overly bothered about. So I'm not bothering. But there is that deal for Cyber Monday if you are looking for pCloud. £350, which I'm not sure is how many dollars.
You know that Mel's computer that mm-hmm. we send people to?
Yeah.
Being broken into.
Not totally surprised about that. Coming to the end of lockdown, aren't we?
Yeah.
So you know what people are like. Ooh, I'm still getting more and more and more mails. None of them with
There's
any...
There's a conversation here on Facebook.
Is this what you're giggling at?
Yeah. Anyone else watching BBC One right now, that's the cup draw, and hearing voices. Now, they did put something up that said, we apologise for the sound problems. Yeah, sounded like the live director's feed was being broadcast by accident. Shall I shut it off, said someone. Yes, I'd say that's a very good idea.
Love it, isn't it? I'm with Paul. Oh, Kim bought the encryption. Excellent. I don't particularly put that much up there that I'm worried about. There's no private information on that one at all. So I must admit, I left that alone. But I'm with Paul. I'm worn out from Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals. Like I say, I don't mind particularly if they're new. But when you've already got it, you think, you know, oh, yeah, I've had that. But I've had that like 9 months. It seems a bit weird to me. One thing I did dive straight on is the Affinity Publisher Workbook, which is out today. And right on cue, there's Tracy, who I know has already bought it. Me too. As soon as I got the email from them, I clicked on the buy button and it's on its way. It's coming out on the 7th of December. Do you know, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, yeah, these are all the things we've already covered. You know, base textiles, baseline grid. Yeah, done that. Styling the headings, done that. What else have we got in here? Oh, dates and spaces and stuff. Yep, we've done that. Accent colours, we've done that. But it's just nice to have the book, isn't it? You just want to have the book to look at. It's like a coffee table book. So, and as soon as you buy it, you get access to the fonts. So you've got toys to play with while you wait for it to arrive. Absolutely. That's what I thought, Paul. You know, I've got the other two. Might as well have this one. But I do find that they are more like coffee table books. I fully appreciate why they make them only available in paper copies. There are no PDF versions because they were probably using Affinity Publisher internally when they were writing the photo and designer ones. But the thing is, you know, when you're trying to work through a workbook, they're hardback, and, you know, to try and to balance it somewhere while you're trying to work through it can be a nightmare. So that's why I think of it more as a coffee table book. But I went for it anyway. You might as well have the third one, was what I thought. Exactly. And Trace is the same. I think sometimes something like that, for me, it's less to do with the features and how they work, because, you know, I already know that. It's like, that looks good. How can I change it slightly? So I kind of open them and read them from that perspective. I remember we did an unboxing of one on After Hours, probably about 2 years ago. So it was probably the photo one. The only thing I'll say with them, because they ship them, I've had both of mine arrive in a less than pristine condition, shall we say. So here's hoping they've got the shipping right this time. Because when you think about it, you know, you dive straight on it, but you're still paying quite a bit for the actual book itself. You know, it adds up, doesn't it? It's £28 something. I know there's 30% off it, but there's shipping and handling to be added to that. Can you log into their account and actually see where you're up to with your orders? That'd be good. Did have a bit of a farce, actually, trying to log into it. Yeah, it's saying order now, but can I actually see my orders? Oh, I can. I can see an order history. It does say completed. So fair enough. Oh, what was the last thing I bought? Oh, this is good. I'm wandering back. I can find out when I bought the others. The retro. Oh, yeah, and there was a font collection as well with that one. So Affinity Publisher, brush packs, chunky markers. I remember getting chunky markers. There you go. It was November 2017 and I got the Affinity Photo Workbook. And before that, when was the other book? The designer book was the year before, 2016. Isn't it good to be able to go back and look at those? Don't calculate how much you've spent, woman. You're frightening yourself. But yes, I shall have them on the shelf, all three of them lined up. So it'll look good. I'm sure there'll be something in it, though. The other ones were not just tutorial-y things. I mean, they do call them a workbook, but there were also bits where you were taken through what I would say is not a tutorial. You could use it that way, but it was basically a how-to of how a designer had built something. So it only really made sense if you think of it as like a piece of artwork. With Publisher, you could extract principle. Okay, so that's a baseline. Okay, that's a style. But with Photo, it was very much like, well, they were working on this piece of artwork and this was how they did it. So you could follow along step by step. But unless you wanted to create exactly the same kind of artwork, I'm not completely sure that that qualified as a tutorial per se. But this one looks more tutorially based. It looks more like I would expect a workbook to look. Sometimes they're actually available from Amazon, but I don't think they have the discount. So they might not be available from Amazon straight away. They might come out towards Christmas or something. Let's have a look if they're there now. I think they still ship them. Yeah, it says by Serif Europe Limited. Let's have a look. £36. Oh, but that one, hang on. Oh, that's a used copy. They do not have any new copies. Or do they? Let's have a look. What's new? Sold from, no. Oh, there we go. Yes, they do sell them on Amazon. New, and they're £40. So same price as they are on their website, but they're shipped via Amazon. Well, actually, dispatches from Amazon, but sold by Serif. I just wonder if you were paying full price, whether it wouldn't be wrapped better. Let's just say that. Could be wrapped better. What else have we got on here? Good grief. I mustn't get lost down a rabbit hole of Amazon, must I? Can't move for Amazon packages to start with. Wow. If you've got a copy of the designer workbook, you could be in the money here. £67. Ouch. Ouch. I wonder if the publisher book's available yet. Let's try Affinity Publisher and see what's there. There's one in German. And yes, it's available, but it says currently unavailable. So it's actually listed Affinity Publisher workbook, English, hardcover, 3rd of November. In other words, that was the date it was listed on here. But it's not actually available. So they're obviously doing that first and then it will become available on there. Right. Now, where was that other thing I was looking at? I'll leave that there for later. That looks rather good. Book one, book three. There's a whole collection of books here. That's most interesting. Shall have a look at that. A lot of these books are in German. I don't know why. Do I use any extra Divi plugins? I've got Monarch, which comes from Divi themselves, Elegant Themes. It's the social thing. It puts the social buttons on it. And didn't they have another one? Ah, good grief, what was the other one? Let me log into Divi and find out. There was two from Elegant Themes themselves. Elegant Themes, right, I'm in. Cyber Monday has arrived. 28 days of deals. Yes, log me in. That would be an idea. Right, downloads. Let's have a look. Thought they had two. Monarch, which is the social sharing, and this is from Elegant Themes. That's included with your membership. And I think we had a look at Bloom, but I don't think we installed it. And beyond that, I certainly haven't gone and bought any plugins. I've not found it necessary. There are plugins that we have available on the site. So if we take like MacBytes as an example, and you're probably not going to let me in. Oh, you are. Jolly good. Right, let's have a look what we've got installed. But they're not specific to Divi. If we've got plugins, which we have, they're not specific to Divi. So we've got Akismet, which is the anti-spam filter. I think everybody's got Akismet. We have one from somewhere else called Backup Buddy. Backup Buddy is from iThemes, which are nothing to do with Divi. And Backup Buddy works on any WordPress site. And it basically gives you backup, restore and migration features. Pro tip, it's not cheap. It's the whole thing is an arm and a leg. It's an entire suite of products together. But the Backup Buddy one allows us to have automated backups. We've installed the Elegant Themes updater so we can update the themes automatically. We've got one called Media Replace. So if we want to replace an element, when you upload a new element, it gives it a new name and everything breaks. So if you use this plugin, it enables you to replace the media and everything update across the site. We've got one called Fancier Authorbox, which we needed because it couldn't do something. WordPress itself couldn't do something. I use the Fav icon generator because it's far easier. We have a sync element, which is what lets us manage the whole, all our sites. And that's from iThemes. We've got the Jetpack, but I cannot for the life of me remember why. We've got Loop Buddy, but that, I think, is historic and we don't particularly use it. We've got a page redirector. We've got a couple of shortcoders installed because we make our own shortcodes. So we've customised everything with shortcodes. We've got a login logo thing that I think works for mics, but I'm not sure if it works anywhere else. And we've got a duplicate post thing. Do you know there's no way in WordPress natively to duplicate a post? We've been doing it for years with Mars Edit, but we now have a duplicate post option on the site. Is the base theme good enough feature-wise? It is, to be honest. There's so much in there. We take the approach with WordPress to keep the plugins to an absolute minimum. So if there is a plugin on the site, what we do is we manage the plugins. Well, not manage them. We document the plugins inside Notion to manage all the sites. And on the plugin page, there's like what plugins are installed and why. So we do have a reference point for why they're actually installed. What do they give us? And we go through the site. So when we do a new site, we install what we consider to be our standard stack of plugins. And then we take away stuff that we wouldn't be using on this site. And we review them on a regular basis, because otherwise they're just like a security hole sitting there waiting to happen. Oh, hello, Simon. Hello. Mrs. Simon's trialling a new form of COVID therapy named Stuff Ourselves with Mini Cheddar. Is it working? Because I think it's got more chance than most things.
I've got an alternative.
It's Toblerone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's happy. Look at his little Toblerone face. Ah, Paul's got duplicate post. That one's just handy for like, you know, I need this post duplicating now. And it's so silly it doesn't do it itself. I know they might, clearly WordPress are thinking that each WordPress post is wholly different. And that's not true. You know, if you think about what we do, we put one up for Marooned today and another one that went up for Marooned yesterday. They're very similar. very similar. And it would be far quicker to start from a starting point of the previous show and just change the numbers. But it doesn't work like that. So that's why we have that one. But what I will say about the duplicate post, if what you actually want to do is you've got this post and you're putting like another show up, so you only really need to change the title. We externalized it from WordPress and it's in Ulysses. Ulysses can publish to WordPress, and obviously you can quickly whip through Ulysses and change what you want and then just post it. And that actually means we're using the duplicate post thing very infrequently, but it's still handy to have it there. Who? Well, we've already had three requests for can we have a look at Divi and how we build things. How about the WordPress stack in terms of plugins? Which we use and why and what the links are to them, etc. How about that? I'll put that on a post-it note. Let me know if you thought that would be a good idea. Did you get a Black Friday 4.5 kilogram Toblerone update? We have one of those ready to dive into, Simon. It isn't going to be long now. You can't wait any longer. Right, Divi. What are you trying to put up there anyway? Let me know, Paul. When you're saying, is it enough? Are you talking about text content, pulled through content from a library, video, audio? Let me know. We actually did put, I didn't want to put the player that we have on the church site, so I used the standard one. Actually, it's really nice. It's got just enough,
that's
I think.
That's a backup of the backup of the backup of the backup.
It is, because we've got like 19 different players for various occasions. But yeah, the one that's built in is actually quite nice. Divi's one of those things with hidden depths. You look at the promo material and you think, oh my word, they are beautiful. The pages are gorgeous. The graphics are gorgeous. Then when you install it on your site, you think, where is everything? it doesn't look that different than it looked before. But you can make the most amazing things with it. You could certainly push it quite a way. When the first site we installed it on, I was like, but I want the blog post to look like that. And it was, I expected it to do that virtually automatically, which it doesn't. You need to go and do things. But once you do, yeah, working with Divi's lovely. Really love it.
Chelsea have got Morecambe.
At Morecambe.
At Morecambe.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, no, at Chelsea.
Oh. Oh, well, it'll be a nice trip out for Morecambe, won't it? Mm. We have fond memories of Morecambe.
Morecambe the Malamute.
Morecambe the Malamute. Whenever we met a dog and we didn't know its name, we kind of used the place. There was Ermston the Samoyed, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah.
The Samoyed from Ermston. Well, we went up to Morecambe. Well, no, actually, we went up to Blackpool Lytham, didn't
yeah.
we? And we ended up in Morecambe, which is a little bit further on. If you've ever heard of Morecambe and Wise, that's where he took his name from. I think he lived up there. Anyway, there we were walking along the prom with Maya. I think he was about 2 or 3 years old. Never been in much mischief with other dogs. So we're wandering up and I said, oh, look at that Malamute. And there was this beautiful looking Malamute. And it was a girl Malamute, which obviously we weren't that close. We couldn't tell at that point. But as we got near, I thought, oh, let's say hello to the people with the Malamute, you know, and then we can talk about dogs. Oh, it'll be cool. And we'll get to pet the Malamute. As we got closer, Maya was usually quite standoffish with other dogs. You know, he felt he was the king bee and he had no need to fraternise with other dogs. We got closer. He took one look at this Malamute and mounted it. We were mortified. He'd never done that, ever. He was like, get him off, quick. Basically, our conversation was, sorry about that, and we moved on. We didn't get to pet Morecambe the Malamute. But Maya was most interested in Morecambe the Malamute. Do you know, he never did that again. He only did that once. And that was with Morecambe. Oh, this is the thing with boy dogs. You do have to keep your eye on them.
Like especially, Theo.
Like Theo. But especially with Maya, because he had his batteries, didn't he? Mm-hmm. He could have done her some good. What would half Malamute Samoyed puppies look like? We very nearly found out. Oh, God, that was embarrassing. Ooh, What's Kim got here? I don't think we'll be able to see that, will we? Isn't that a link to a mail from Kim's inbox? I doubt very much we'll be able to see that, Kim. Let's see what it makes of it. Let's have a go. No, it's gone into, it's going into Google Mail. No, it said it couldn't be loaded. It's trying to load it from my mail.
Yeah, I've got the same.
Catch up. Oh, WordPress stack. Right, I'll put that down. Right, I've got that down. There we go. Right. It's tell, down on a post-it note.
Tell us what the group is, Kim. We can't get in your mail. Which is good.
Which is very good. Security-wise, yeah. You're all right. Tracy meant to recommend a WYSIWYG web builder called Local by Flywheel to Debbie S. Allows you to install an instance of WordPress locally and work on it there. Yeah, isn't that the thing that's the competitor to...
Divi?
No.
Oh.
That thing we used to have installed. MAMP. It was a nightmare. MAMP and WAMP. There's a Mac one and a Windows one, but looking after it was a living nightmare. It, to the point, we decided to retire the thing and just put an installation of WordPress online for tinkering with, and that's what we did. Now, we're in a lucky position that the hosting that we have, we don't pay per site. We pay for hosting, and then we tinker around, and we're allowed to put whatever we want up there. So we put a test bed WordPress install up there and use that.
I never got no email about pCloud Crypto.
Oh, well, I did. It's $99 if you want it. Yes, I've got a code you can use.
Have you got it?
Crypto, I haven't bought it.
No, I don't need it.
I saw that bundle and it does look really
Somebody
good.
Somebody posted it on Slack.
If you don't
I think
have...
I think it's Tracy.
If you don't have some of the apps and you want them. So the Parallels desktop thing is a year's pro version, I think. Luminar's very good. PDF Pen Pro, well, don't ask me. Let's just say that. It comes from Smile on my Mac software. Well, I didn't have much joy with their support department, so I leave them be. I didn't need the VPN, but BusyCal's handy to have. I don't use it on a regular basis. There's a running theme here. Didn't have a good experience with their support department. They used to be amazing, but we were talking to the developers. When they got bigger and they got support people in, yeah, they could have done with some customer training. But BusyCal itself is really useful for heavy lifting. So if I'm working with my calendar on a daily basis, I'm in Google and I'm happy with it and I like the colours. If we need to create, and Jonathan's gone, but I'm sure he's seen it, you know, another 20 episodes of Marooned, then I just want to duplicate something and I can't do that in Google. But you can do it in BusyCal. So what we do is we duplicate in BusyCal and we move things backwards and forwards between different calendars. And then eventually they end up on the public facing one. So I would recommend BusyCal if only for that. I've never tried MovAVI screen recorder, but didn't you? On Windows, MovAVI.
I was going to say, I thought it was a Windows app. Didn't know it was a Mac app.
Well, there's a Mac version now. So Mike has used that on Windows. Not done the uTalk thing, nor the MindMaster thing. Gemini's a duplicate finder, isn't it? I think I had a license, but I don't think I've ever really used it. DropZone 4 Pro, absolutely essential. Could not live without that. We got some kind of deal on that, didn't we? A lifetime deal rather than a subscription because it's subscription based. That looks like it could be the lifetime deal, but you'd need to check. Forklift is amazing. It's a file manager that disguises itself as an FTP client, but it can just as easily work as a file manager. And ArtText is from the people who have just done that Vectorize app. So it makes like logos of words. And I have had an older version. But because I've already got Parallels and BusyCal and DropZone 4, you know, and Forklift, I'd really only be looking at the update to ArtText and Luminar 4. And I know it's still cheaper for that, but, you know, I'm thinking about it. I don't think so. I don't need more licenses for the other stuff, unfortunately. I have heard PDF Pen Pro is very good. And it might take over certain things that I'm having to use full Acrobat for. But again, if I know if I need help, you can forget that. And I know Jeff Gamut works for them now, and he works in support, and maybe it's better. But I've never spoken to Jeff Gamut either, so I don't know. I really don't know. That's a good point, Tracy. Lifetime access, but that doesn't necessarily mean lifetime license, does it? I think it's 12 months on Parallels. I'm sure that's the deal. Yes, it says the length of access is 1 year and then it's $99 a year after that. So it would give it you for 1 year. Where's the ones I would be interested in? Now, the PDF Pen Pro, it doesn't actually say, so I'm assuming that's a standard license. The BusyCal thing should be a standard license because they don't do anything else. Let's get down to the ones I would be interested in. Right, so Drop Copy 4. Doesn't actually say, does it? But I know they do a lifetime license. There's not much point, is there? If they're going to do a video, why don't they just do a dedicated video instead of sticking half a Don McAllister in there? Because that's not telling you anything about the license, is it? Doesn't say with that one. Is it under specs? No, lifetime access. That does not say. Devices per license, so 5. Updates included. I would say that that potentially was a lifetime thing. I'm not sure. You might have to pay when it's Drop Zone 5. Which we would. But it's not subscription. So if it's Drop Zone 4 you're after, that does not look like it is actually subscription. What's this alt text one? Let's have a look at that. Specs of that. Yeah, now that says 2 devices, blah, blah, blah. Where's the forklift one? What does that say? Updates included. 5 users, same household. The licenses don't look bad. It's a bit weird that the licenses are different for each product, but I guess that's because it's just... It's just bundling apps together. It's not making it a bundle in terms of something like Mac Heist, where they determined what the licenses were. I think the only real limit on this is going to be the Parallels one. But there is precious little point in me getting the Parallels one because I've already got it. And you even need a credit card to redeem that one. So I don't know whether you could like put it on your account and get one free next year, like get a free year. No, you can't. So in the small print of the Parallels one, that's even worse. It's only for new Parallels desktop customers. That's awkward. I wonder if you could gift it. That might be an idea. But basically, if you've ever had Parallels, even if you've like stopped the subscription, this one isn't valid for you because it's new customers only. What's the limits on this photo editing thing? That's 2 devices. So you should be all right with that one. Let's try the PDF Pen Pro. Is this subscription? That one's weird. Let me catch up on the chat. All right. Huge improvement to Map. Excellent. Bubble. I have not seen your Bubble dev. I will go and have a look. Right, let me have a look. I'm presuming MindMaster is a mind mapping app. We're just getting Mike into mind mapping, aren't we, Mike?
Yeah.
Slowly. Get it slowly. Never done it before. Oh, come on, I'm putting a link in. Go open. That's weird. It's not doing that. What are you doing? And I can't click it from there. Okay. We'll try a different browser. Doesn't like that one. Let's get a new one of those. Shall we try again? Ah! The H is missing. Okay. Let's put the H in and see if that makes a difference. Oh, come on. What's with the tech today, Mike? In a bit of a mood with itself. Now it's thinking about it. Or is it? I am getting nowhere with this. Ah, I'm there. Right, I'm there. I'm there. Right, excellent. Let's get rid of that. Right, I'm back over here now. It's confusing because in the stack social blurb says lifetime access. I don't think it means lifetime licenses. Right, okay. Each one's different. So lifetime access is lifetime access to the version that you're buying. I don't think it's a lifetime license. It'll be from version, you know, 5.0 to 5.99999. And then you would need to upgrade. Right, PDF Pen Pro is brilliant. Helps you separate individual invoices from the single PDF. Sends you every month. I do that with PDF Expert. So the things that PDF Pen Pro is supposed to have that PDF Expert doesn't is more the stuff that's in Acrobat. So let's have a look at PDF Pen Pro. Let me get a spec sheet and see what it says. Mind you, it'll probably just compare its own, won't it? Features. Do I want that? Mind you, you look at PDF Pen Pro, you know, it's £120 straight out of the box. So if that was the only thing you use from the bundle, it would still be worthwhile. I think what I need is the feature comparison, because that would then actually tell me, wouldn't it? I did not know there was an iPhone version, because I never look, because I've got PDF Expert. Now, what can it do? This is not a good comparison. It's presented like a price comparison thing. So you can add, remove and fix typos, do markup, fill out forms, share with email, scan OCR, batch OCR and edit OCR layer. Add, remove, touch up. Add, edit, extract, combine number, Bates numbering, headers and footers and bookmarks. Does anybody actually use Bates numbering unless you're a lawyer?
No.
And yet they keep throwing it in
there.
I've
only heard of it from Acrobat.
Mm. Mind you, Bates numbering is legal numbering, so you can reference a page directly. I can see the benefit of adding it virtually to a PDF. Because back in the day when I was at work, he was my fee earner, my principal, was desperate to get this bundle for council off to print. And I said, before we send it to print, we need to number the pages. Bates numbered. We haven't got time, get it to print. And I said, but we're going to end up with like 20 copies of it and they're going to have no page numbers. And the barristers need to refer to them by page number. Just get it to print. I sends it to print. Comes back, guess what? No page numbers. We had to sit there one night for 4 hours. 30 of us with a binder each and a pen. And we went round in batches where each person read out the first line of the page and then we all had to write the number on. Can you imagine? 4 hours. So yeah, Bates numbering's a good feature if you need it rather than the Sharpie that we had. Password protection, view table of contents, annotations, line numbers. There is a library, search and replace. It's got redact. Oh, you can export to Word. You can unbake the cake, Mike.
Ooh.
That's something Mike gets requests for about 15 times a week. Digital certificates turn websites into PDFs.
I got asked about that by a president of a Catenian circle a couple of weeks ago.
The unbaking of the cake.
And I said I would do it. And I couldn't find a way to do it in PDF Expert. And I know the one I've got on Windows does it, PDF Architect, but I haven't paid for that module, so I couldn't do it. And I know the one they're trialling at work does it, Nitro PDF, so I thought I'll do it tomorrow on my work machine, and they haven't paid for the module either.
Does Acrobat do it?
I haven't got Acrobat.
No, but I hereby give you permission publicly to, if you need to do that, just come over to my machine and use Acrobat.
I don't know. It wouldn't have worked anyway because it was a handwritten signature that he wanted to. I don't know what he wanted to do. Basically, he objected to pay money. So he asked me to do it.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Right, Kim says, what does it... What, when it says updates included, what exactly does it mean? It means updates to the next full version. PDF pen, similar wording. You're not sure if you can get it. Let me have a look at that. Let's go back to PDF pen.
You know, he objected to paying money.
Yes.
What if I'd said, I object to paying money for a medical consultation from you?
That's the thing. People don't appreciate tech until lockdown, and then you were in demand. That's a very interesting point, Tracy. That's why I said, is it subscription? Because on the PDF Pen Pro thing, it says length of lifetime, length of access, lifetime. This plan is only available to new users. What plan? Is it subscription? Can you just check, Mike? Is PDF Pen Pro 12 subscription? There's a resumption deadline and there's 5 devices per license. Blah, blah, blah. But I don't understand the plan is only available to new users. It sounds as if it's subscription. And because it's from the same people that have a subscription for Text Expander, that's what makes me freak out that, well, actually, you're not buying an app. It's a subscription. But when you look at their page...
Buy now, $119.95.
Exactly. When you look at the page, it doesn't mention a subscription. It just says Mac only, and then there's a full list of features.
Isn't that Paddle?
Isn't what Paddle?
Isn't that thing Paddle?
Oh, that's Paddle.
Yeah.
Walk away. Mm. Leave it alone.
It's that cross at the top right-hand corner.
Well, that they would be managing your 5 licences, wouldn't they?
It doesn't say subscription.
No, it doesn't. Then it makes no sense on that page that it says this plan is only available to new users. That makes no sense at all.
Mm.
Does it mention it in the video? Because obviously at the moment I can't hear the video because I'm broadcasting. Does it mention it in there?
PDF Pen Pro 12.
Paul has a love-hate relationship with Parallels, only uses it occasionally, and subscriptions are pain. I totally agree. I completely agree about the subscription. I only did it for this particular job that I have in Windows. And I do have a workable copy of Windows on my desktop. I'm grandfathered into a subscription rate, and it was £26 for the first year, and it's now £39. But Mike's just paid, was it £79?
Yeah.
So every year I'm saving £40 on it. So, I daren't unsubscribe for a year, or I'll end up paying that for the next year anyway, and all subsequent years. But I do agree with you, it is an absolute pain in the backside. Price of the bundles XVAT, bear that in mind. Isn't there another deal on this, though, at the minute?
Oh, yeah, Deb's the queen of PDFs, isn't she?
Oh, she is. Got them all. Got them all. So the updates are just for that version. Yes, that's standard. So if you buy version 4 of something, you'll get all of the point updates until version 5, and then you need to pay for version 5. So I guess whether this is a good deal or not depends on two things. How long the version that's included in the bundle has been out, and whether you would qualify for an upgrade from this version to the next version. Because some of these things preclude you from doing that. But this doesn't actually say that it precludes. It doesn't say, for this version only, upgrades not included. So as long as you have a license key to upgrade from, you would qualify for upgrade pricing. But it's very unclear. This is what got me about the Apple sale when they announced the sale. I immediately had 27 questions. And none of the blurb, it was all promo sales blurb. None of the blurb answered the questions. And this kind of deal is the same thing. Now, the good news is the deal is on for 7 days. So if anybody does the deed, then they can come back and report to us. I literally would have no need for that Parallels. And I already have most of them. The only ones that I don't have that I would be maybe likely to use would be Art Text, PDF Pen and Luminar. So I'm honestly not sure about that. Photo editing workflow, images, single click. Yeah. But you know what I'm like. How many things have I got that can edit photos? How many things have I got that can edit PDF? I really do not need this. Doesn't mean I wouldn't be tempted, but... Oh, I don't have that MindMaster thing. But to be honest, I use MindNode and there's a big... Not a big learning curve, because obviously if you can use Keynote, you can use PowerPoint to some degree. But it's the nuances of it. yes, I know about title slides and agenda slides, and I can say new slide, and I can then put a text box on and then put some text in it, and I can probably do that in PowerPoint too. It's the speed element. So with MindNode, I know all the shortcuts. Therefore, I'm hammering out mind maps alarmingly quickly. Mike watched me as I was trying to teach him how to mind map, and I was flying around the canvas with just keys. Whereas Mike's like, type, hand on mouse, move, click, edit, type, hand on mouse, move, click, edit. And it slows you down. So even if that mind master was better, there's going to be a time investment required at the point that you start to use it to get up to speed with it. And if it's worth it, if I look at an app and I think, yes, if I could get as fast with that as I am with the alternative, it's worth the investment if the features are better. So most of the time I come to the conclusion, no, it's not. But one example lately of when I came to the conclusion that yes, it was PowerPoint. I invested about 2 hours making a decision. Did it have the features I absolutely needed? The primary one of those was, can I present this in an after-hours situation and it not be a living nightmare? You know, will it actually show me what I need to show? To be honest, there is a really funny story about that with the mouse, isn't there, Mike? Don't squeak. There was a mouse issue with it. So basically, at the very beginning of this, can I do it? The answer was no, because I couldn't, the mouse wasn't manipulating the screen as it should be. Then we realised what the issue was and we fixed that. At that point, I made the decision, yes, it could replace Keynote. The next thing was, what investment of time will be needed to be able to be as fast with PowerPoint as you are with Keynote? And actually, it wasn't as much as I had feared. But that's how I make a decision. So I'm looking at like MindMaster and thinking, is it better than MindNode? I don't know. So I'd need to investigate that. By the time I finish that, I'm probably, you know, somewhere else. So I look at these bundles and they look amazing. But then you've got to think about the investment of time. And at the end of it, are you actually any better off than you were? Or is it just that, you know, it's a different application to do the same job, but ultimately it's doing the same job. Obviously, with Keynote, there was the issue of data loss, and I can't have that. So that was like an overriding feature. And without that, if it was just, oh, do you know, PowerPoint can do this. It's got three features that Keynote hasn't. I would be literally, I don't care. I'm faster in Keynote and I'm staying with it. So I don't, with these, they do look amazing. They look lovely. But would you actually switch to using them? And I don't think I would. So I'd probably move away from that. Kim likes MindNode, but it's subscription and you don't like that. Bizarrely, Kim, I've somehow wandered into the third dimension with MindNode. What happened for me was, MindNode's also available in setup, though. So if you don't mind, you, that's a subscription. So devil in the deep blue sea with that. What I ended up doing was, he put a mail out to the developer and he asked for beta testers. And I said, yeah, I'm happy to beta test it. This was like 2 years ago. So I went on this beta testing thing and I beta tested it, and the full version came out and installed the full version. Then down the line, about a year later, it went subscription. I'm like, oh no. Now, from memory, I can't remember if it's a subscription and you get the mobile app as well, or whether there's two subscriptions. I don't know. This should indicate to you that, you know, I'm clearly not paying a subscription. Because what happened was, I had the one from the app store, the full version. And it just let me keep installing the full version. But then he's giving me beta access to this thing. And when I look at the bit that says how it's activated, it says beta user, lifetime. So I've no idea on the how that actually works front. But what I will say about mind mapping applications, I've never really found one that's like as fast as your brain works, or as flexible as a pen and a piece of paper. But MindNode comes pretty close. But only because of the shortcuts. But once you've got the basics down of, right, there's my mind map, then there's the element of, you know, do you want graphics, or do you need to like hand annotate it or whatever? What MindNode are in the process of doing, is adding a whole new way of working with what you create. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to mention what that actually is yet, because it's in the beta that I've got. But there is a way to work at the moment with an outline view. And some of these apps don't seem to have that. So I have settled on that. The other one I have is iThoughts, which at the moment I don't actually have installed, but that's the other one. And I know Alistair uses that one. I have no experience of Goose VPN. I have no idea. The one we use is EncryptMe, which the only downside of is every now and then you've got to log out and log back in. But other than that, it works perfectly. Right, let me catch up. You can script exporting each page as a separate PDF in PDF Expert. You haven't found out how. Okay, let's go to PDF Expert. You can't script... Well, actually, I've never scripted it. That doesn't mean you can't ever script it. It means I have never scripted it. Can we open a file? Right. So I've got a file open. So what do you actually want? You want to export... Say you've got 30 pages. You want to export them separately. Yeah, the feature I'm using is extract, but the problem with extract is it extracts whatever's selected. So I think if I say those pages and I say extract, I will then get four pages. I've selected four pages. I hit on extract, stick it on the desktop. I don't think I get four separate pages. I think I get a new PDF with four pages. I do indeed. So unless that could be scripted, that's a pain in the backside. Can it export all the pages as individual pages? Like it should. Doesn't look like it. I think it's about time PDF Expert up their game. But I fear if they do, it'll go subscription on the desktop. In which case, let's leave it alone because it's expensive enough to start with. No, I don't think there is an easy way to do that. The thing that annoys me is there's not an easy way to export it as a graphic either. So no, I don't think it can do that. I usually take it out one page at a time. You can drag the pages out one page at a time. But, you know, depending on how many you've got in there, if you've got like 500, you're not going to want to do that. I go into Acrobat and I am lost. The interface on Adobe Acrobat is absolutely appalling. But somewhere in there, I know it can do everything I want because it's Acrobat. I just wish they'd go back to Acrobat 10, 9 or 10, which had a much better interface. This looks like Fisher-Price has designed it for a two-year-old on an old iPad. Everything's like bubbly and popovers. No, horrible. Right, so it's different than MindNote. In what way is it different, Deb? Let us know. You get a PDF with 80 odd pages and each page is a separate invoice for a separate customer, and you've only found PDF Pen can extract each page. Yeah, PDF Expert's not there yet. It does not have those kind of features. And it's been quite a while since there was an update that added something as big as that would be. So the ability to extract five pages as individual JPEGs, sometimes that's what you need, and it doesn't do it. And it doesn't do things like that. So unless it exposed the ability to do that, where you could iterate through it with an Apple script. But, you know, clearly PDF Pen has got that built in and an interface to do it, which means you don't have to script it. Acrobat can do it. I just don't like the interface on Acrobat. I do have to resort to Acrobat on occasion, but I don't like the interface. So I'd much prefer PDF Expert to do that. But yeah, I can see there's a need for PDF Pen. It's just with this deal, I'm not really sure what you are actually getting. But the deal itself is less than the price of PDF Pen, isn't it? Is there an upgrade to PDF Pen if you had PDF Pen? Let's have a look. Right. PDF Pen Pro. That's what I'm looking at. Pro version. Right. Don't see an upgrade for that. All the features, blah, 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 blah. So if I go to info, I'm just getting told about the features that it's got. What if I had version 11 and I wanted to upgrade? Have you ever done that, Tracy? I am not seeing an option. Let's click the buy and have a look what it says. No, it goes straight through to Paddle. So I'm wondering, if you did have an old version, would you be able to upgrade from it? Because I did have an old version. Let's have a look. PDF Pen. I had PDF Pen Pro 5, which cost me the sum total, you'll love this, 14th of September 2010. The full version of PDF Pen Pro cost me £20. Inflation must have been shocking since then. It's six times that amount now. So, you know, okay, it's an old version, a very old version. But surely I should be able to upgrade from that, but there's no option. Oh, there's a special upgrade page. I wonder where that is. Student, faculty, education discount, site license discount. I guess I'd have to get onto them. But it's probably going to be half price, which would be £60, which takes you back to the fact that at $70, less the CM discount. Isn't there a code discount on that at the moment? As I heard it, I think there's a code discount on it. Didn't Tracy mention another discount? Let me have a look. Wasn't it CM Save 40? Took 40% off it. This is a good use for clipboard extender, isn't it, Mike? Look back through all the deals that you've looked at and copied stuff. It might still be worth it, even for just one app. So one of the more expensive apps like PDF Pen and Luminar, it would be worth it for just that. And that would then, as far as I'm concerned, be Art Text thrown in for free. Art Text, I think I had version 3. But I didn't go for version 4. I think the Art Text one was one of these really cheap deals that was on at some point. Art Text. Is it two words? It is. Art Text. It's not finding it. There we go. £29 Art Text is. So it says $30 there. If I go in and have a look, what's the in-app purchases? It's design sets. So you extend it with the in-app purchases. It's not a subscription. Yeah, it probably would be if I intended to use those three apps. That's what I would say with that. It probably would be. Oh, Tracy's got the secret page, which would at least give me a price, wouldn't it? Right, let's try that. It did not offer me that. I wonder why you wouldn't make that available, you know, obviously available. Oh, you see, that would only be £32. Whoa. Possibly need to think about that. I was hoping, I steered away from PDF Pen Pro. Obviously, I haven't updated since for 10 years. Obviously, it worked for about 3 or 4 years. And then I eventually moved on to PDF Expert. It would be much better if PDF Expert just added the features in and be done with it. But I've waited and waited, and we're not at the point that it's there. And we are at the point where I increasingly may have the need to separate out pages, for instance, that I don't want to do one at a time. Acrobat does that at the moment, but you know, Acrobat, the interface is absolutely appalling. So it might be worth the deal. I don't know. I'll have a ponder. There you go. PDF Elements just redid their programming, which made it much nicer and not so clunky. The mobile app's much better than the others. I'll have to have a look at that then as well, won't I? There are so many of them, and yet there doesn't seem to be... There's an element of crossover between them, but not complete fidelity. So you are choosing them based on a subset of PDF features, which is an absolute pain. And when you add in that you've got applications like DevonThink that will let you annotate and edit PDFs as well, but then they're not intended to be a fully fledged PDF editor. In a way, you're spoilt for choice, but there still isn't one that's got a lovely interface, works blindingly quickly, and does everything, which is really what I want. So if somebody could just arrange that for Christmas, I'd be very happy. Anyway, have we enjoyed ourselves? We will be back to do it all again tomorrow. It's Tuesday, you know. We might actually on Tuesday get news of some new tech. Because Tuesday and Wednesday, good days to announce new tech. So fingers crossed on that. And who knows, I might have bought something by then. Now, Deb likes Foxit. Deb is the PDF expert and she likes Foxit. But there's elements that's good as well. This is the problem. I think I need to sit down and work out what I do with the PDF and then work from there. Let's work from there. But for tonight, time to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.